Many miles from here, past all the hustle and bustle of your town, past the mountains and hills, across the rivers and through the forest, there is a meadow. In this meadow are several divots and burrows housing a large and united warren of bunnies.
Well, one day I'm going to go out into the forest and I'm going to meet the forest gods myself.
Why are you showing me this? What does this have to do with me and what's going on in the warren?
It does puzzle me a little bit why the stories from different storytellers are different.
So we're in agreement.
Yes.
I'll see you at the lunch bell.
Bunnies and Burrows, the next Game Master Monday miniseries begins May 6th, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Heart is a Dungeon is a TTRPG adventure focused on loss, healing, mourning, and joy. Not all subjects are suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Smoke and crackle, spark and stone. So many mortals so far from home. Do they seem lost or do they seem scared? If we drown them in honey, would anyone care? No need to hurry, there's always an end to these small human lives in the Valley of Rend. We see darkness. It's as vast as the world and just as interrupted by starlight, by music, by love letters smuggled in sacks of grain or peace treaties. As we drift from heights unseen, we are drawn to one of these interruptions of light and of fire. In a small batch of wood not more than a day's travel from the city of Piggott, we see a campsite of sorts, a warm fire, a grove of tall straight trees, shadows cut to perfection. In the space there are forms. Some come, some go, to travel by moonlight or to sleep hidden but nearby. A haven of sorts from the wild, trusting strangers to be better than the world they're a part of. We see a figure sitting at the border of this orange and yellow flame, comfortable on a log that's been placed there with intent long ago. Clement, what do we see when we see Clement?
You see a man, a little haggard, almost 40, maybe, but he looks approaching 50. He has this short cropped, almost graying hair and just lines on his face that make him look so tired, just so tired. And he's wearing this leather coat, very simple poet shirt, and these very plain black pants and small walking boots. And he's just staring into the fire, looking at it, playing with a ring on his ring finger.
And what is he tired from? Where is he heading to be out here so close to the land of fairy, somewhere hidden in one of these stumps or stones? What has brought you out in this direction?
Love.
Say it again.
Love.
Tell us about your search for love.
I have wandered high and low in these lands. I have once fallen in love. That's why I wear the ring I do. But dear God, I wish to find her again. Let me find her again.
And the fire cracks in the darkness like your heart. As the shadows step to and from trees, other faceless pilgrims waiting for something, looking for something, but tonight just seeking rest. From outside of this space, one of the many small roads that leads into this direction, we see another form arriving, coming out of the darkness into the firelight. Sasha, what do we see when we see Sasha?
So, for a moment, there is... the shadow is too big. There's movement on the edge of your vision. You think you see quite a large shadow. Caravan, something, a vehicle is moving down the road. But when you turn your head, Clement, it's just a woman. Honestly, my shoes are a little too nice for the walk. They're very pale kid skin. You can't see the color in the moonlight, but you assume they're probably a white. There's not a hint of dust on them. My dress is, it looks plain and serviceable, but as I get closer, it's obviously very fine. It's a costume of, these are my normal clothes. So normal. I'm tall. You're not entirely sure how tall you're sitting, but at least as tall as you, mayhaps a bit taller. My hair is braided up. It's tucked under a fine kind of scarf. It's got little something, you can't tell, but something sparkles as the firelight hits it. And I take a seat on a log not too far away, kitty corner to you. Just kind of nod, well met this evening.
It's nice to meet you. What is your name? To whom do I owe the pleasure?
I laugh. I'm like, oh, the pleasure, I'm sure all mine. Nothing owed. You may call me Sasha.
And you may call me Erastus.
I just kind of look you up and down. Erastus. Very well. Nice to meet you, Erastus.
It's nice to meet you, Sasha. What brings you to these parts?
Oh. No, I'm not here or there. I'm just traveling through. Through's always the best place to be, don't you think?
Liminal. Always somewhere between.
And backing out from this place of sleeping between other places, we see another form coming in from a different road. What an interesting place to be tonight. So many guests and visitors. When we look at Harold, what do we see?
A skin tone similar to night right after dusk, blue-gray, almost sickly, but not quite, with sparkling gray eyes, but pupils that are but pinpricks, even at night. Blue-gray dress, knee length, a little bit of fanciness to it, a simple brooch of reeds, worn up just up on the lapel and holding a ribbon. Thin lips, expressive though. Maybe weakly? Maybe not. Maybe dangerous.
And Harold, where are you coming from? Where do you go? Please, can you tell us? We truly must know.
I travel north, originally from Reeds by way of Sandhill to the south. My cattail brooch reminds me of home, of course.
Of course.
My family were the Raisers of Canes on the southern shores, you know.
I've heard that name. It's been quite some time, though. I heard the markets weren't that friendly to them.
The strong desert winds along the shores have washed away the interest of both merchants and travelers, and slowly home fades to the reeds.
So say we all. And as you approach this place, there's not only two forms around the fire, but another old cowboy-hatted, corncob-piped overall wearing figure has also sat down beside Sasha and Clement, and all you hear as you approach is his voice like, "But have you ever found gold there? That's what really matters." And you all look and see Harold. Harold sees Sasha, Clement, and Hockle.
Good evening, everyone. You have a fire there that seems like it is missing one more to add to absorb some of its warmth, if you wouldn't mind. I would love a little bit of...
Is that man asking to get in our fire? Because we only burn wood around these pots.
I would rather enjoy the warmth of the fire from a distance that would not catch upon me.
Say, my friend, I see that we are common allies.
I admire that hat.
Thank you. I'm sure whoever it used to belong to did as well, but as things come and go, I found myself being blessed. Have you met my dear friends? This is Sasha, and that's Clement.
I've not met any of these travelers. You're the first travelers I've met in many a moon. And I put my hand out weakly for a handshake, but like that kind of handshake.
He matches your energy. So it's like two kelp seaweed buds bumping up against each other in the tides of disgrace as you meet a Hockle friend for the first time. Yeah, welcome to sit by the fire. It's not mine. It's not theirs. It's fire. It belongs to fire.
Pleasantries to all. Nice to meet all of you. I'm Brer Zoom of the Reeds.
You could call me Rastus.
Rastus. Like the rustle of the reeds.
You could say that. My name means beloved.
That's very sweet. Rusty.
Rusty.
What brings you all to these pots? I mean, I know we're at a crossroad and every direction can be home or adventure, but what has brought you all here? I myself am heading north.
I'm heading north also and looking for... I have heard word that somewhere among here, among this area, there's an entrance to the Fey Realm.
Oh, my. You are... How bold, how cunning to go looking for the Fey on a dark night.
I've been looking for the Fae on many dark nights. I've been traveling for almost a year to get to this place.
I've heard rumors myself that there may be mysteries in these woods. They are the reasons I come here myself.
Huckle takes a scroll that rolls out humorously like 6 feet, and on the top it just says rumors. And he scrolls down it a bunch. Near here, you say. Oh, this is the fourth tidbit I've picked up this week. Subscribers are going to be so excited when they get this pigeon.
What do you mean by get this pigeon?
I send out little rumor pamphlets and let everyone know about, secrets. Right now I'm heading up to Understone, the dwarven community in the north, where supposedly a monster is prowling them in their sleep. And I'm going to go put eyes on the issue, and take their gold if they're asleep.
And my stomach rumbles. I was hoping it was going to be put into the pot, but...
Would you like some brisket? I have some brisket. It's dried brisket.
I would have a bite.
I believe he's going to size you up.
Okay.
So that's a move on his end, because who would deny dried brisket on a night like tonight? That's a 7. He has a +0, so I get to ask you one of these. Where are you confident, and where are you uncertain?
Yeah, Brer is very confident in his ability to talk his way into or out of whatever trouble is necessary. but very unaccustomed to acts of violence that could come if they came out of that.
And I think he will glean that and not take any insult at not leaping at his dried brisket. And he's like, maybe I'll go see if I have enough. And he kind of wanders out into the dark periphery that surrounds all of you.
So what are these rumors you've heard of the Fae Realm?
Well, and Sasha kind of leans forward. She's got her, you know, she's got her legs crossed at the ankles and her knees kind of tucked underneath her. Her skirts are flared out. They're not quite, you could have sworn, Clement, when you saw her walking, that they were long enough to just barely sweep the ground. But now, the way she's sitting, surely they would be just spread all through the dirt. But once again, they're just slightly swaying above as she rests her hands on, you know, her knees and goes, well, I've heard that on nights like tonight, not necessarily tonight, just one similar, when the moon is just in this position, as it will be tonight and tomorrow. So, again, maybe not tonight, that sometimes the Fae will come through and the Fair folks will wander the crossroads and they'll answer questions. And if you can catch one, they'll tell you something spectacular. So, I thought I'd see if it's true.
Fascinating, and sounds very dangerous. I can't imagine they wish to be caught.
Well, mayhaps they're bored.
Maybe. And what of you?
Me?
Yes, you.
I come looking for a lover I've lost.
Around here? Have you looked under the stones and behind the trees?
She was taken by the Fae.
Then have you looked under the stones and behind the trees? For sure.
Absolutely I have. I have not been able to find an entrance. Not been able to find her.
Wow, I would think the Fae would be drawn to someone looking for love.
Indeed.
Like a moth to a flame.
You think it would perfume the air like jasmine drifting through the trees, drawing them inexorably closer, so curious. You would think.
Yes.
But who among us is not looking for love? You hear a voice as another figure steps out of the peripheral darkness around you. You see Serenity Lace, an older human woman with a bunch of herbalist little alchemy tools on them, a little backpack, about 4'10". She wanders up and takes a sit at the fire. I would like each one of you to tell me who's not looking for love in this crazy world, buddies.
That, true, everyone's looking for love, but this is different. This is love lost.
Oh, my heart for you.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Where did they get lost though? It's like, do you need to retrace your steps? Do you have any favorite smells that they like, or sounds? We could all do it. If it's like an owl, we could all make the sound. If it's like water, that'd be harder.
I cannot describe her voice other than a very royal purple that just bleeds from every pore when she speaks. And she's gorgeous. She's wonderful.
You speak like an artist. Are you a dilettante of some kind?
No, of course not.
Well, that's too bad. I am quite the dilettante. I am no good at it, but I admire it all. Song, dance.
From the shadows, you hear Hockle writing on his little rumor scroll. Somewhere there's a girl who's bleeding purple.
I think love for the fae smells not like jasmine. It's not peppered with jasmine. It's the scent of wish. It smells like how honey tastes, and just as thick and just as viscous.
And I raise my nose and I don't smell wish, but I think I smell lament.
Give me a sniff the wind roll as you sniff the wind.
Okay. An 8, but I have a plus 1, so a 9. Clement, I have a question for you. You speak of smelling of wish, and we hear of jasmine, and you are making connections that I think, I wonder, there's something about you that I don't quite understand. You speak like a poet, but you dream differently. What am I missing here?
Missing the fact that my wife is not of this place. She is of the places in between.
Then how do you know she isn't here?
I don't. That's why I keep looking.
This will be an interesting eve, that's for sure.
And as you speak, these smells drift past you. A burst of lavender and a river of honey. And you notice that wee little Serenity is opening little alchemy bottles just enough for the fragrances to get out, almost like on cue each time you say a certain phrase. It's just a little smile to herself. Are any of you going to Crossroads? I'm going to Crossroads.
Is that north?
It is about, you know, northeast. Northeast. From here. Not from anywhere else.
The road we're on, does it go there? Or does it go to Pickett? I hear Pickett is nearby.
There's also a couple roads that come out of here. I can't speak for yourself on what roads you've chosen, dear sir. But that one right there goes to Crossroads. That one goes to Pickett.
I've made no choice of road. I'm wandering.
Crossroads, I guess, and people have turned to stone. Just straight up done it.
That sounds like a terrible idea to go to a crossroads, then.
Well, there's a bounty out if you can come and help cure them. So, you know, I'm a pretty big deal. Serenity Lace, you probably heard of me. And I'm going to probably go there and try to make some poultices, maybe some compressions, and maybe a couple potions. Get some coin.
I'm a little dumbfounded at that. Are those your potions that you're, the ones that have all the scent?
Oh yes, these are all my things. Some of them are empty. There's nothing in there but potential, which is the dangerous, most dangerous potion I have. Potential. It could be potentially anything. Ugh. You hear Hockle in the bushes writing down, people turning into stone and crossroads, as the rumor scroll continues.
Sounds like the crossroads will be bumpy.
The moon is center light above this grove now. If we were to step back, we would see moon, open trees, fire with all the shadows around it. The night continues. Miss Serenity comes and goes here and there, just trying to find someone who will let her just endlessly talk. You hear her muttering in some of the bushes in the dark, waking people up. Hey, have you heard about the crossroads? As she's poking folks with her sticks.
I think that as Serenity has gotten up and wandered off, conversation has naturally kind of drifted as it does towards the last places that we've been. Sasha loves hearing of where people have been. Where they're going is interesting, she supposes. Lots of people are very fond of wanting to know where are you going. Sasha loves to know, where have you been? What did you do? Oh, that sounds very, very, oh, that's spectacular. So she is just leaned over, extra attentive, asking Clement about the last place he looked for his lost love.
Ho, ho, hold on. This year, I know exactly what I'm getting my sleigh, dear. Holiday gift cards from Hero Forge, with a wide range of options from tabletop miniatures, physical and digital, to 3D printed dice you design, and also custom keychains. Upgrade your gaming experience with the Pro subscription, which grants you access to new item drops a week early, and unleash your inner bard by designing wild creations, giving them the perfect mood lighting and backdrops with the photo booth tool. All that and more, starting at only $3.99 a month. Avoid those long lines and have your Hero Forge gift cards delivered straight to your email at heroforge.com.
Sanguis populi, the blood of the people. The dark protectors of the hidden city of Azeroth, deep within the illusory forest. Familiar with death as they have eluded it, they are called upon for a desperate task. Slaying a creature from the great beyond. Blythe.
This might not be easy. Being surrounded by death. I don't understand how they can do it.
Elvira.
Someone must watch the bodies, and none do so as diligently.
Swan.
Into action so fast. I love when we get to go out.
It came from the sky. This great, pale monstrosity.
You just had to sate your hunger. You couldn't have saved it for the beasts.
I prefer the gratuity.
Vampirism is not immortality. It only prolongs the inevitable. Is this the end for Sanguis Populi? Blood in the snow. A tale yet told. Halloween 2025.
Sorceress! Lower the barrier for just a moment. Sanguis Populi departs.
Listen to Tales Yet Told wherever you get your podcasts.
I got a one.
Perfect. The last place you went to look was a magician's tower that you had heard could be a clue, but you found it on fire and empty. The magician lost to ash, or the woods that surround it. The rest is up to you.
I found nothing but burned books. Ashes. Magic gone awry. Everything empty. Everything that was once full, empty. Everything that was full of hope. Dreams, and anything magic, any little miracle that you could think of, gone in an instant, gone up in smoke and flame.
Sasha is an exceedingly good listener. She listens with her entire body, and just as you say that, her whole face has crumpled, her lip trembles lightly, her eyes, which are mostly a very dark sort of amber, but occasionally are very light, like loam. Just have this glimmer of tears over them. There's one just kind of clinging to her lashes. They don't fall, but just very artistically pretty as she looks at you in the light and goes, That's heartbreaking. You were so close to maybe getting part of an answer. Most of the time I don't care, but I think I have to ask. My goodness, where will you look for a clue next, darling?
Would you be able to tell me where people of your kind gather?
So Sasha stops and sits up straight, and there's one moment. It doesn't last very long, but the air feels very cold. It smells of snow and storms, despite the warm, almost stickiness of the night. There is a hint, like not a lot, but just a hint of like sharp glass in my smile. And then it's gone, and my laugh is sweet and a little silly. As I go, well, obviously my people are here. My people are the people of the road, wandering hither and yon, there and gone, before and behind. And we are well met, you and the Reedmaker and I, people of the road.
And as Harold will be rolling a d6 to see where Harold's been recently, another road pilgrim approaches, a tall, tan ginger, a like arrow quiver filled with gardening tools on his back, no shoes, with cut-off pants at like his ankles. Hey, looks pretty cozy around here. You guys just hanging out? You swapping stories?
Oh, something like that. Join us.
My little pinprick eyes are still sort of stuck on Sasha. Not staring directly, but side-eyeing a bit. I have heard. I'm sorry, come in. I was about to ask something that was private, and I think you should just come in and join us. I'll ask it later.
You can ask now if you want. My name's Wiley Stardew. And he lumbers on in, smelling of grain and soil and nature. And I'm going to say, Harold, the last place you came from was a lighthouse near the town of Cottage, where there was no lighthouse keeper. It appeared to be abandoned, but recently.
I have come most recently from... well, the lighthouse just off the road from Cottage. Oddly, there was no keeper. So it was really a dark house.
I've been to Cottage. They have a pretty good compost school there.
A school for compost? Is it that difficult?
I'm a certified decomposer. Wiley Stardew. I heard that old Enns Farm down the road is hiring workers again if anyone's looking for there. I guess there was some sort of curse on the farm, and some fairy circus came through, fixed the whole situation, and now they need all hands on deck. So that's where old Wiley Stardew's heading, with his bare feet and his curved back, just happy to be here. You ever seen a fairy circus? I hope I see him on the road. That could be quite the show.
I would love to find one I am looking for. That sort of thing.
Oh, I've been to many places that they say the fairy circus has been. I'm always chasing the circus. I never quite seem to catch it, though. Seems like I'm always doing something else at the time.
You have have a way with words that seems quite a lot like they're accidents.
An accident. There's a lot to me that's by accident. My parents always... You know, I like how things decompose because it doesn't really matter what they were. They all become something good that something can grow from. And maybe you don't start off the best, but if you leave something fertile behind, that's got to count for something, right? When you approach those scales, like that's got to count for something just to be a helper. You don't all have to be heroes. And he starts getting kind of worked up. It's like, I'm not like those gardeners in the city. I'm not in it for the fame.
You know, as someone from somewhat of the soil, I have heard word that there are places near here where you can find entrance to the land of the Fae. Is that true? Someone of the soil might have felt it or found it, maybe stubbed their toe on it. All right, I'm gonna use my best move. Pass yourself off to them as royalty incognito. And I know exactly what to say to make it work. Oh, it's probably not gonna work. But I rolled a 4, but I have a +2, so it's a 6. The reason I look, my father was the Lord of the Ashen Lake. But I don't know where to go to find it. My mother passed and never told me how to find him.
You see his eyes don't look like they've taken offense as much as they are in danger. This isn't something they feel safe or comfortable talking about, being one of the earth, one of the soil. He leans in close. There's some things not meant to be said around a fire at night. The shadows stretch too far.
I'm sorry, I really don't know the proper protocols because I didn't get raised in that place.
Do you have any protections? And he hands you a handful of bird seed.
I have something, and I lift out of my purse a silver band that I put up into my hair. And then I take it off. Oh, I'm sorry, I probably shouldn't put that on, should I?
Unbeknownst to Harold, there's unseen strings between things that move through this world. The brooch that you wear so proudly, I mean, it does match your eyes. It matches the eyes of someone else hidden and strong and distant. At this moment, your brooch starts turning, the reeds almost twisting like a sea anemone, but you don't see it. You can't see it. Sasha can see it. But what is the last memory Harold would want a fairy to see? Because that's the one that Sasha sees.
Would be me packing up my stuff with my mother looking over, and I am telling her I'm going to find the Fae and my fortune. What was the name you told me of the Fae that you had once met?
What was your mother's relationship to that fairy?
I don't know, but just hearing the name to me is my ploy to get in.
In this somewhat tense moment, and I'll have Sasha actually describe in a moment how they respond to seeing this memory. I'll say Clement's the only one that notices that meanwhile, a large black raven is beginning to circle and head down to the fire. But Sasha, when this reed reaches out and lets you read it, what is it that you're seeing? And how do you see it and translate it on your end?
So there is a moment in between the outright audacity of this blatant lie, and then the warning, the soft-spoken, mayhaps, my good friend, you don't want to say this right here, right now. And I was, as a favor to this little one, I was going to let them give that warning. And I was going to let Harold take that warning. Just because that little one felt so bold, so sympathetic for Harold, that they were willing to risk my wrath by intervening and be like, ah, but what if you don't? And that's so brave of them. I swear I was gonna let it fly. Oh, there is a stench that hangs around mortality. Like, it's not their fault. You can't help smelling mortal. And it clings to every inch of me. It clings to the furniture, the air, the dust in this room. No, humans are so messy. There's so many emotions happening simultaneously. And also physical reactions inside. I can feel hunger and cold and lies and greed. It's not even a lie that happened. I understand that humans lie. Humans lie when they're frightened, and humans lie when they want food. And this human planned this lie. It didn't even come out. Like, I thought it was just a thing that happened. Like, they'd lie, like, sometimes the dog pees on the rug and sometimes the human lies, and you can't blame them for it. Surely they don't know better. This lie is planned? Oh no. That's quite different. So I would like to go ahead and I would like to roll my stand regal.
Say that Wily feels the air change in this space too, as you and him are right now connected by being surrounded by things decomposing. Whether that's a forest or a human or the desire for love. What did you roll?
I rolled a 9 and I have a +2. So I've got an 11.
Amazing.
So on a 10 plus hit, choose 3 of the following.
Oh shit. Nice.
If there are more people here than one, decide whether your choices apply to one, some, or all of them. The options are, they must stop and take a step back. They bend a knee reflexively. They may not speak, act, or depart until given leave. Invite them to come forward and address you. They must. Bid them welcome and make free. Your hospitality prevails now for them above any and all laws and customs. So, Sasha stands, and in that moment, she goes from the warmth of summer to the harsh depths of winter. There are no clouds in the sky. The weather has not changed, but the thunder echoes through the hills. Lightning flashes. It doesn't flash down. It arcs across the sky like a clawing finger through these clouds. That tawny amber eye has gone a cold, cold copper. And the very simple look and fancy clove, they melt away. It is finery. It looks as good as it is. The train trails off into flowers and mosses, vanishing into the shadows. And I say, little mortal man who lies, come here. And I am going to have you bend the knee when you get there.
I will definitely come forward, and my little eyes, pins that they are, widen just a bit, and I take my first step with that sudden realization that my suspicion was right, but I may have overstepped the potential of the opportunity quite a bit. And I will go forward, and without asking or anything, I will go to a knee.
There is a moment where Sasha, in all of her cold fury, had taken a step towards Harold, knelt on the ground. But Clement's voice, that small, genuine begging. Because the thing is that Clement was not told to stay. That is the heart of a true lover. And it is bless. I'm sure Clement thinks that wishes smell like one thing and honey tastes like another. But as the person who followed that gorgeous, thick, heady jasmine scent of love that refuses to die, regardless of the hopelessness of it all, so I just kind of sigh and smile and go, I will give you a chance, a glorious chance, because I do so love a love story. I'm going to put him in your charge. That sounds spectacular. One lover by themselves in fairy. That seems dangerous, almost unfair. But one honest lover and one thief who knows better now. Well, that might almost be half of a fighting chance. And half of a fighting chance is terribly amusing. Yes, I think that Harold will help you find your Penelope on my behalf. And in return, Harold will be allowed to find a road that will take him out of here one day. Because otherwise, and Sasha leans down and taps Harold on the nose, and her finger is very cold. The tip of your nose does go red at that condescending little touch. Because otherwise, every road that Harold takes will crumble beneath him. Not physically. I'd hate to see you hurt too soon. But every road would lead to ruin and despair. The wages of such terrible lies would be paid over and over again. And that just seems weighty for one little mortal man. Gosh, Harold, I think Clement saved you tonight. I think you owe him a favor. Don't you, Harold?
And time slows in this space. The fire doesn't go out, but it changes from the mortal yellows and oranges to a wild orange, one you can imagine casting shadows through overgrown ruins and vines and ball houses and the deep architects and lost history of the Fae realm. It's a different type of fire. Clement, you're still seeing this raven in this moment before you have a moment to do something as time is slowing. This massive raven with a little scarf comes and lands on Sasha's shoulder just for a moment with a little letter tied around its ankle, and it's
Ka.
And as Sasha takes it, it flies away to leave your part of the story. Clement, while you're watching this, you see the forest and the realms coming to bear on Harold, undeniably sure in its insistence. As he steps to step to knee, the eyes pin, you see the brooch still kind of squirming. You watched that whole interaction. You've seen the transformation from summer to winter. Clement, where is your heart? What are your actions in this moment?
I think I wanted to open a door for you and also bring a friend to your side, and I want that friend to be Sasha. And because I already know Harold's on, basically commanded to be like my liege here, my little knight here, I want to thank Sasha.
11.
And time passes strangely when you jump realms, when you jump quests or bindings. Months, weeks, who's really sure? You find your way into places that should be barred to you. You get in front of royalty. You get into rooms full of secrets and rumor. You follow Penelope like a moth in a moon. But you cannot find her. You hear rumor that jack-o'-lantern-headed figure stepped her towards her destiny and they vanished. You hear other ones where they were woven into a sock and hung from a giant's fireplace. Nothing for sure. Nothing verified. This time could be better spent at first. Harold is a reluctant squire, but at least they're in the realm, and sooner or later, sure, you'll probably slip. You'll probably take a tumble, maybe get lost, and Harold will be left to their own devices. Fairyland is wild, violent, and beautiful. Both of you, I would like you to tell me where the camera would pan out and leave you at the end of your movie, at the end of your scene. Let's start with Clement. I want to know, do you find Penelope?
Some people say that ghosts are wishes. Some say ghosts are hopes. Some say that they are figments of an imagination that needs someone, constructs almost, to have and to hold, to get through mourning. He likes to think that he finds her in every reality, in every chance he gets. A little bit of her comes back each time. One day wakes up and finds her whole in front of him, shaking him awake, exactly as she was when he had to let her go, when she went back home. And as he looks at her, he gives Harold a nod, takes Penelope's hand, and wanders off into the Fae, into their lands, into a fairy ring to dance, and to dance.
And love sets both of you free, as in that moment, Harold's unseen ties wither like vines in the sun. And you are free in this realm, Harold. It's been 2-4 years, hard to tell. You've been lost the whole time, so I guess that feels like home. Where do you see Harold once his freedom's been given back to him? What is their quest? What is their purpose?
Harold in the land of the Fae achieves exactly what he wished for. He finds the many trinkets and treasures that he can merchant or thieve or borrow, and he grows older as he tries to find a way out to sell them and make his fortune. Through a time lapse, you see him age on the road with carts full of things of value, and he withers away on the road and dies with all his possessions crumbling over him, never to find a way out.
And I'll say in the montage, we would also see Sasha walking past the cart at some point in the future, taking out a little list, writing off a little name. Maybe you see Sasha watching Clement and Penelope in the distance, doesn't write the name, but nods. But that night, around the fire, having changed the fates of these little mortals and their little lives, Sasha, you unroll that little scroll that was delivered, and it appears there's going to be a grand fairy ball soon. They have one every year, and of course you're invited. With your soul count, how could they not? Where does Sasha go from here? Are they headed back into the Fey realm? Are they wandering these lands?
Well, I mean, I do still have a bit of time before the party. And yes, of course, I will need an entirely new outfit. I must be fitted head to toe because, well, those who do almost as good as me will. Well, they need something to aspire to. But I have time. And until then, I did hear that the circus might be swinging through again. I really have been chasing them for a while, you know, but gosh, it seems like every time I'm this close, there's just some funny little mortal doing a funny little thing. And the next thing I know, I've missed the circus again. So this time I'm just going to catch one performance and then I'll go get fitted for my dress. I stand up and I dust off my clothes that have not picked up a hint of dirt, and I blow a quick little puff of air out of my lips. I don't bend down, I don't gesture, but still it swirls around. There's a hint of snow in it as it blows across and puts out this campfire, and it's cold, like it had never been lit in the first place. I look at the road left, I look right, I just kind of twirl around three times, point my finger, and when I open my eyes, there's a new piece of road in the direction I pointed, and I head off that way.
Worlds change every day. History changes every day. And at this place, so near to crossroads, so near to picket, three different directions begin in a world so full of different directions. You pass other names by that soon our readers will know. You pass by other cities that you reading this book right now will one day recognize. As you shift through our story that's just beginning, brushing up against each other's fictions and secrets, like so many vines or raven feathers, the camera fades back, leaving you each to go out into your destinies, for good or for ill, for short mortal lives or the long drawn-out monologue of the fairy existence. Either way, travel safe. Hey, thanks for joining us. I'm Rara, and that was this week's episode of The Heart is a Dungeon. We've had some amazing guests, and we hope you tune in next week. You can find me anywhere under some sort of Rara, but mostly here, hosting this podcast. This one, the one you're listening to right now. That's the one.
Hi, everybody. My name is Scott. My pronouns are he, him, and I was playing Harold Munns, or if I had made it to the Fey Realm, Brer Zoom. I did make it to the Fey Realm, I just didn't make it out. You can find me everywhere at @ZealZaddy or on TikTok at @ZealZaddyRPG. We publish D&D and Cypher System products to DriveThruRPG. We have a new product that is a few weeks away, and it will be a pay what you want product, so it's always nice to put things out that you can get for free if you'd like. We commission music for our shows. We have a bunch of new shows coming up this year. The next one we'll be doing will be Things from the Flood. I hope to see you in some of our streams and check us out on YouTube. And thank you, Rara, for inviting me in. This was an amazing experience.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to be here as a guest on The Heart is a Dungeon. My name is Arnica, and I've been playing your friendly? Kind of friendly. I played Sasha. your sneaky little fairy friend. You can find me on Twitch, Twitter, Hive, Blue Sky, just about anywhere at Arnica X Ross. I'm also the creative director and director of operations of Girls Run These Worlds. Go ahead, check us out. Our creator app is open. We're getting ready to start casting for GMs for our exciting 2024 Pride Summer One-Shots. Cannot wait to see you. Go to girlsrunthiseworlds.com. Pitch it. Drop us off there. We cannot wait to see you. Thanks so much.
Hi, my name is Irving. My pronouns are he, him. You can find me everywhere at Jellyfish Lines, including at jellyfishlines.card.co. That is card with C-A-R-R-D. And you can find most of my actual play history. And I should have some, not design, but module writing credits coming out soon for my friend's Tabletop RPG. Also, thank you, Rara, for inviting me.